From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit in Laos, where he will seek to deepen ties in the region. The U.S. leader will meet with Laos President Vaunang Vorachith at the Presidential Palace on Tuesday. He will try to build trust with his Lao hosts.
As we're trying to build trust, a lot of work can be done around war legacy issues. For the Lao, that involves dealing with unexploded ordnance, which is still plaguing big chunks of the countryside.
Mr. Obama is the first U.S. president to visit Laos while in office. A string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The blasts hit the government-held city of Homs and Tartus, the Kurdish-held city of Hasakeh, and the countryside of Damascus. A third blast has rocked Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Earlier Monday, a suicide bomber in a police uniform killed at least 24 people and wounded more than 90. The man set off his bomb near the Afghan Defense Ministry as crowds gathered to inspect the site after a smaller explosive went off. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile launches an intolerable and reckless act that jeopardizes the peace and stability of the region. This is VOA News. A new generation of lawmakers bent on preserving Hong Kong's autonomy from the Chinese government is heading to victory in the territory's parliamentary elections. Final results showed pro-democracy candidates won 30 of 70 seats in the Legislative Council. Among the winners in Sunday's Legislative Council elections was 23-year-old Nathan Law, one of the leaders of the 2014 pro-democracy demonstrations. Two other winners, 25-year-old Yao Wai-ching and Sixtus Baguio Lung of the Inspiration Party. Lung says the election shows that Hong Kong people have lost trust in the one country, two systems and the basic law. More than 2 million people, or 58% of registered voters, cast their ballots in Sunday's elections, the highest turnout in any legislative election since Britain returned control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. The two leading U.S. presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, headed Monday to the Midwestern state of Ohio, hoping to show their support for working families on today's Labor Day holiday. The airplanes of both candidates and their running mates passed each other on the airport tarmac in Cleveland, one of Ohio's biggest cities. Clinton holds a narrow edge over Trump in the latest opinion polls in Ohio, where it is believed Trump must win to gain a nationwide victory. The latest opinion polls put Clinton up by about 4 points nationally. Those same polls continue to show that more than half of registered voters have an unfavorable view of both Clinton and Trump. Italy's Coast Guard says the bodies of 15 migrants were recovered off the coast of Libya Monday. It says 2,700 migrants were rescued as they made their way across the Mediterranean toward Europe. Irate truckers and farmers in France began the week by blocking traffic around the northeastern port city of Calais in the latest noisy protest against the recent influx of migrants. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel and her center-right Christian Democratic Party are weighing their next steps after being defeated by an upstart anti-immigrant party in her home state. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has again questioned Saudi Arabia's ability to manage Islam's most significant sites, accusing the kingdom of murder in last year's Hajj pilgrimage stampede. The stampede at last year's Hajj left 769 people dead. Saudi Crown Prince and Interior Minister Mohammed bin Nayef said Iran is attempting to politicize the Muslim pilgrimage. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.